Okay, today, as we part ways temporarily with Hilchos Nedarim, with the hope of Hadron Halach, and like I told you once, there's a problem with Hadron Halach. It seems to be a neder, you know? So I don't know. But there were two outstanding issues that I wanted to come back to. One is Reish Yudalid, which is the single most nogeya of all of the halachas of Nedarim today, where people are not in the habit of saying a neder b'peh. And the question of when a minik ta'iv needs hatara. I'd like to show you the machlokes in Dagom Ravava and the Shach that we discussed in the past, as well as an overriding issue with the whole thing. The second issue that I want to discuss, which I said I would get back to, is the issue of Mesiras Maida, which we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah and again at Kol Nidre, for reasons I still don't understand why we bother doing it two times, once at Kol Nidre and once at Mesiras Maida. We're going to do it anyway at Kol Nidre. What? Kol Nidre itself we say three times. So you make the question even stronger. Yeah, okay, good. That's whoever comes late, he says. Okay, I don't know about that. But anyway, so I want to talk about Mesiras Maida, but let's start with Reish Yudalid. In the handouts, on the flip side of Reish Yudalid, I put the Chayei Adam, who has a kitzur of the halachis, which should clarify it a little bit. But first let's learn what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, about a minik tithe. The Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas. One shita goes till 3.5 lines from the bottom. At any rate, the first shita, the shita with which we begin, is the shita. And I do want to make clear to everyone that this is a sugya that's almost impossible to crawl out of. The sugya of a person doing a minik ta'iv and in that way making a neder out of it it's a sugya that needs some type of clarification, which I don't know that we're going to get. For example, if someone goes to Minyan a few days in a row and then one day he's Torah that he's going to miss Minyan. So he's ever in a deraisa of Nedarim? Ever in a deraisa of Nedarim because he went to Minyan three times in a row? What? Baruch Hashem says, where is he? So what is that? How you answer the question? Right, Gemara says somebody who doesn't come to a shul. Somebody has a shul in his neighbor, he doesn't show up. So. And one day he doesn't come. Right. What? No, you're allowed to miss minyan for certain considerations. A consideration that's the equivalent of an 18-minute tircha. Yeah, he has a headache one day and he wants to lie down. I don't mean only Minyan. What happens if somebody visits his parents every Friday? Well, on Friday he's very busy, he's stuck at work. Is it Nedarim? Visiting your parents is Kibbutz Ave. What? You're sidetracking. I don't mean each example. I just mean life is full of examples. If somebody goes to a shir, so he goes to Mishmer every Thursday night. And one Thursday night, he has a headache. Is it Nedarim? Is it Nedarim? Mishnah Berurah says, the say the kavua, you have to pay back, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's Nedarim, maybe? The word reason has different meanings, different people. We're talking about a technical thing that everything a person does is falls suddenly into the gather of Nedarim. Any on Hogataiva. Come on, you guys do some anhogatayvas. You don't know anything that's anhogatayva? Everyone does certain things anhogatayva. What? No, I'm serious. It's life is full, hopefully, of anhogatayvas that a person does. And I don't know, Reb Vadi Yosef and Yechav Adas has a shaila about someone quitting Daf Yomi. Someone went to Daf Yomi for many years, or even for 3 days, and then he says, it's too hard for me. How many people do Daf Yomi just after the Siyamah Shas, the first week or two? So it becomes a neder? According to what we're learning, command every Hanhaga Toiva can be a Chumra Ba'alma. becomes a neder. So it's a very difficult thing. No, a neder is doing something.
Right. Once he was over by not being careful, so he has a deraisa for 2 months.
I don't know if refraining from something is a neder, but if he does something proper, if he does something proper 3 times, his wife, a woman lights Shabbos candles half an hour before Shabbos 3 times in a row. So it becomes a neder, and now she can't, one Shabbos she's busy, she can't light a little later.
You said the one time it doesn't...
So we said...
I don't want to give up the neder. You said this week I can't do it. So next week you want to give up.
So that's going to be a chilek that we'll see in the Shabbos, if that's true.
Giving up that yomi, I want to...
Okay. Right. So we'll have to see, even there has to be an excuse the one time. But it's... it's come out... life is full. Yid's life is full of proper anhagis that a person tries to do, and the question of how a person can avoid it being a neder is very, very difficult. If you always say b'li neder, it's the best thing. Okay, let's see Simei Reish Yudalet. Devarim amutarim v'hayoydim by shehem mutarim nagu b'hem hisser. People know that this is mutar min adin. And nevertheless, noyig iser, have ilu kiilu kiblu aleihem beneder va'osa lahatiram bohem. That's a very flat rule. There's no right now. The only wiggle room is if someone thought it's aser and he was noyig iser. But if a person knows that it's a chumra ba'alma and he's noyig a chumra 3 times in a row, so then he has to stick with that chumra.
It says it's a chumra that he's doing, or it's just like he's not eating
apples. Devarim amutarim, v'yoydim hashem mutarim, nogu behem iser. So the Shach says it has to be an iser that has something to do with frumkeit. Shach aleph machmas siyog v'gedor apricious. Okay.
That's not just one person. It's also a rabbi.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, we're going to talk later if it's a tzibur, it's different. But I think this means even a yachid. Let's see if we have any raya to that.
To do or not to
do. So you think it's only a leisa say? Let's see. Hilkach. Let's see examples. Misharagol. We'll see in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch will say about Hatarsnar. Hilchach Misharago lehisana is tiny Yishol of Nei Rosh Hashanah, v'shebein Rosh Hashanah liyamikipurim. Somebody is noyig the Taneisim. Once upon a time, Yidden were noyig 10 Taneisim during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva 10. But since he can't get 10 during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you have Shabbos, so they were noyig 3 days of Isser and Erev Yom Kippur, so four days of Isser. They were noyig in the week of Slichis, that they were noyig to fast the 4 days of Slichis and the 6 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So somebody was noyig that way. Somebody was noyig the 9 days not to have meat or wine. Or those who keep the minig from the 3 weeks. He's not stop being meikel. He's being meikel because he's not well. He's not well. So he wants now to not fast these 10 days. Or he wants now to eat meat. Tzara gimel shiatiru lai. He needs 3 people to be mata neder. It's a neder. He never said a neder. He just was noyig this hanhagataiva. And he doesn't want to get out of it just because he's lazy. He wants to get out of it because circumstances changed. So you need a taras nedarim. In b'shash ischalina yadayte lina keng la'olam. If when he started doing the anhaga, he meant it as a permanent meaning. But now came afilu pamachas. We say in the taras nedarim shenahakti sholish pamim. But if you meant to do it in a permanent way, you only need 1 time. Sarach atara. And what's the heter? V'yiftach b'charata shemischarik shenoa came l'shem neder. Now he can't say, "Abcharata, I didn't eat meat during the 9 days." He's happy he didn't eat meat during the 9 days. But he's mischarit that he did it l'shem neder. That's a heter. L'ficha, right to linag b'ksas devarim u'mataram u'siyag u'prishus. Anybody who wants to have any type of anhaga as a chumra, yoimar betchilas hanagasai she'enim akabalov came b'neder. He should say at the outset, it's not a neder. V'gav yoim she'en b'dayte lini kein ela pamahu. What are these two things? That's what it sounds like. It says, sounds like he should say he's not mekabel meneder, and he should also say he means it once or twice, however many times. V'loy la'olam. I don't know why he says both. So then you added a problem. Somebody who's naig, somebody thinks it's in his. So loyhabe kilu kiblo meneder. Ramesha writes about Chol Yisrael, this heter of Chol Yisrael, he writes someone who kept it, because he thought it's Mikra Adin, and now he reads the Gris Maish, he sees that in America it's not Ikar Adin, so he doesn't need a Torah Sedarim, because he did it with a false understanding.
Even though the
Mitzvah
of Chol Yisrael is
Meikar Adin. Right. But he didn't notice a difference in America, so Mimela, that's the Chilak. So, what about smoking? What about potato chips? No, I'm not kidding. Someone's having a game of potato chips. I'm getting too much away from potato chips. What? Potato chips are healthy? What? If you ate as many potato chips as smokers smoke cigarettes, it would be a serious issue. I don't know. You notice I don't mention brownie bars. I always tell my wife, brownie bars have eggs. That's my protein for the day. It's brownie bars. Not doing has to be in a way that's a Devar Manikarim, that something happened that shows that he's refraining. Just stop not doing is not a Hanhoga. It has to be that somehow he either told his wife, I'm not eating meat, or something of that sort. Now, does he... What? Or Machshavta Nikas and Tech myself, I guess, would be the same. I guess. Some say no. If you made a mistake and you were noigisa b'davar amuta, nishal umatirun loy b'shloisha ke'en hataras nadarim. Even though it was a toss, you need to be matin neder. So that's, I guess, a chumra. Vim yodeya shehu muta, v'noi b'yisir, ein matirun loy afilaken hataras nadarim, davakilu kiblo al atzmon b'isurim shosvas atayr she'en lam hetalayim. The second sheet is even more machmir. The second sheet holds that you can't be matan eder. If it's an hagat taiva, so why are we being matan eder for him? The minig is far reshining. The minig is that if it's a chumra, we are matan eder.
So once someone starts a diet, they can never quit?
Once someone starts a diet,
they can never quit?
He can never quit. If he does it out of frumkeit, if he's doing it for aesthetic because he wants to look good. If he has a medical reason to do it, it's probably the same as smoking. If he's just doing it because it's nice to lose weight, I don't know that's a mix. So at any rate, what we're saying here, the Yesh Vishayimah has chumris, but even with the Svar Rishayna, what we're saying here is that somebody is Nayig Aminik Taiv needs Hataras Nadar. So that we have all the shilas about Sfiras Haomer being matan eder to change a minig, and Pesach with Gebrocht and all the other minhagim. So we have our hanhaga to be matan eder. Those two areas, the whole Welt seems to be matan eder, Sfiras Haomer and Gebrocht, if there's a makom to be matir. But the other chumris in the whole year round doesn't seem like people are very matan eder. Why you have to be matir? Well, one is a Hanhaga Taiva for the first 33 days, and the other is a Hanhaga Taiva for the next days. You know, Ramesh has his chiddush. Ramesh says they're all 1 minig. According to that, you're right. I mean, to say somebody keeps the whole sphere, he's Nayagari, and he wants to change. Or, I don't know, someone puts on a Benu Tam Tefillin. And one day he's traveling, he's stuck. He borrows someone's tefillin, he doesn't have a Benu Tam Tefillin. So he has to do a Taras Nadarim. The Chayush have to do a Taras Nadarim. Unless he started B'li Nadar.
But
he's not an onus against being matan eder. He has the option of hataras nadarim. You're right, if he's an ones, it's a good question. I think that's part of the machlokas to Shach and the Dagom Ravava. But he does have the option of being matir neder.
So it's not, if he doesn't have Rashi, there's no...
So show something about the neder. Some of the tachi of Gomer is not a neder. You have no choice. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's guys are on you. But, I don't know. Let's say somebody doesn't wear gloves on Shabbos. You go on the street, doesn't wear gloves. Mishmur says don't wear gloves. So he doesn't wear gloves. Mikra din is mutter. So it's a very cold Shabbos, and he wants to wear gloves. So you have to be matir neder? You have to be matir neder. What? So that will see the shach, if that's a good enough excuse. That's what shach is about. I don't wear gloves. My hands never bleed. I put it in my pocket. Okay, some people have, so why not be matir neder? The hands on it. Tarsa Dharan doesn't hurt the hands.
When do you say?
I mean, if someone's not eating that chumrah,
when do you say that's included in the original neder?
That's what the Shach and Dagom Ravava argue about, and that's the whole difficulty here. The whole issue here is whether we could say that I was makabel, let's say, to fast 10 days in a row. But if I be sick, I never meant to mekabel if I'll be sick. Or if I have a bris, I never meant to mekabel if I have a bris. That's the entire shaila here, the shach and dagom ravava. And it's almost daivev around the Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Simin Arachayim, Tuf Kav Samech Esev Beis, who says the following. Now here, it seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is the shach, is this kasha. Let's see. Somebody is noided to fast 10 days. And on that fast day, he had a dvar mitzvah, which is a mitzvah. So you fast and you pay back another day instead, which is, I guess, simple enough. I will pray yom acher. So they cover hayamim. What? Is that considered yachid vori? Because he said he'll do 10 days, and he has to do 10 days. Second. Says, what happens if a bris came out on the day? I just thought it's Sif Beis. Sorry, one second. I said, oh, here it is. Yeah, it's the same Sif Beis. So the Ramah says, Miyu, Tainis Bahab, Oi, Tainis Aser Shemei Tshuva. The same Ashokhan Aser Shemei Tshuva. V'ira behem bris mila. And it came on that day, a bris mila, mitzvah lechol, vein sarach ha-Torah. You don't have to be matir neder. Ki loy nagol lesanes b'kai gavna. The meaning of fasting and aseres shemei tshuva doesn't include when there's a bris. So you don't need a taras nedarim. The question is, why is this different than Shulchan Aruch here? It says somebody who's fasting and aseres shemei tshuva and now he's not well, ain't a bari, that he needs a taras nedarim. What's the difference between the two? This is the Shas Kasha. So we have a Mishnah Berura Baruch Hashem. We'll see how we pass. Because first, let's see the Shach. What?
The test is in effect. It says you have to be minimally.
For Bris Milah?
No,
by Ein Bari. But it's not a fast. Once he eats some, it's not a fast anymore. I don't know what he's eating. Let's see what the Shach says. Shach Beis. Again, the Shach Togam Revolve is the whole Tobu. Shach Beis. Machvashayne Bari Tzarch Shiyatirulai. We see Mishiksha. I saw those who asked. The Kansa Samarav Kitivriya Machabed the Tzarch HaTorah. Here it says, you have to be Matin Neder. Ubarachayim Tukhav Samachesim Beis. Kosim Baga. The Tainis Bahaba Yasersi Mechuva. Shiyur Brismila Mitzvah Lechol. Vein Tzarch HaTorah. Kiloi Nogul Lissanis Bekai Gavna. In Cain, if you say by Brismila that way, Hocha Amai Tzarch HaTorah. Why, when he's any bari, does he need a Torah? Chinami neima. Lo yinogu l'sanis k'shein e bari. Say, he never meant to dominate in the first place if he's not well. So it's a stira or a chayim yaradaya. Vlav kushahi. Shachi answers. The hasab loy dogulis anes kshira brismilov and ogulechail. The minigas tira de bris and ken kalha misana adaita dochi misana. When you're makabal the tainus of bahabar sesime tshuva, you're makabal kshira brismila yaychal. Then when a brismila happens, he's going to eat. Aval hachal loy asik adaitai. But here, he didn't think about it in the first place, that when he won't be well, he won't fast. So what he's saying is that people, when they're makabel, the fact that a brismila will occasionally come out is part of the Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah unless there's a brismila. Now that someday he's not going to feel well, that he doesn't think about. When a person's well, he doesn't think about not feeling well. Eventually a bris will fall out on that day. So well, what's the Shas saying? Shas says, not well needs hataras nedarim, brismila doesn't. That's what he's saying.
And if a guy hires up to come to work every single day and he's sick, of course he's going to take a day off. You can't say he'll...
But there's no neder there. It's not Shav Nedar.
I'm going to come out and clench every single day of the year.
It's a problem. If he says some short day of the year, one day he's not well, according to the Shach, you have to give out the neder.
Even though it's normal people when they're sick.
Yeah, not only that. If you always make it for brachis, and one day you miss brachis, so you have to give out the neder. You know, the moral of the story is not to make it for brachas, right? According to this, you have to... So the Shach seems to say, Brisney thinks about it, and not feeling why he doesn't think about it. That's right, because Neda Shehutta Mitzasa Yehutta Kulai. Okay, the Dugum Rav says what you're saying. But according to the Shach, once you're about to Neda, so now, you know, it's like they say, we don't cash our milk to the fleshiks. Once you cash our Pesach, you can chop a rag. So once he's mounted there for a bris, he can be mounted there, bang, the whole Aser Semeh Tshuva, the whole Bab. Well, bris was saying he doesn't need that Torah. I'm sorry for that feeling. Well, yeah. Yes?
In the case of being sick, I think, which the shock brings,
right.
Wouldn't we have to say that this is talking about a case where a person becomes chronically sick as opposed to sick?
It sounds like he's saying that he became sick this one time. And he has a problem that he can't fast. So now he's going to have to mount another in order to allow it. That's what it sounds like from the Shach and the... And the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So what you're saying? Let's look in Dagam Ravava. Okay. The Dagam Ravava on the side. What? Before? Yeah. Sure, he's not. Yeah. If you're stuck, you can do it after. But it's better to do it. You have to do it when the Titus begins. You matter that.
The reason it seemed like a temporary sickness. Would not fit into the picture would be of needing a Torah is because it seems like in that case the person still has in mind to call the Hanhaga.
Okay, so let's see the Dagam Ravav. You're speaking of, the Shach doesn't agree with what you're saying, but the Dagam Ravav on the side of the page seems to say along the lines of what you're saying. The Dagam Ravava, which is the Dagam of Yehuda's notes to Shulchan Aruch, he says on the Shach, Shleye Bari La Yisane, the Shach's whole theme was the difference between not feeling well and Bris Mila. The Varb the Chukim. The Gabi Bris Mila, ain't a chayzen by Mimin Hage Lagamri. He's not changing his meaning. El Shata Besuda Smith Saichel. Ulasid Shuv Chayzel Amin Hagei. He's keeping his minig of fasting, just whenever there's a bris, the minig doesn't apply. Who I did in Mirabai is a message. The same thing if he doesn't feel well. And next time he'll go back to his minig to be machmir. Aval hamachabek kanairi she'enei bari v'raitzalazel legamri shalosha lomahage liayla. Here he feels like he's getting old. He's turning 60 already, and he feels like an old man. And he's saying, "I can't do this anymore." So lakach sarach hatara. Is it the Rav Magen Avraham nechayim? So here the Dogum Revolver is an extraordinary kula. He's making a tremendous kula, and he's saying, "Listen to this." He's saying that really you never need hataras nedarim. If something comes up, you don't feel well, or you're traveling, or you overslept, you're tired in the morning, you don't need Ataras Nedarim. You only need Ataras Nedarim if you want now to dismiss the whole minig on an ongoing basis. So you might get rid of the minig on an ongoing basis. You have a Pesach, because it's hard for you. So then, there's a heter. Adolam Revava is almost a blanket heter. He's saying that any time you have a reason that the beginning of the minig was not you wouldn't have fasted for, so then you don't need Ataras Nedarim. The Shach is the opposite extreme. The Shach is saying that anything has to do with not feeling well, you always need Ataras Nedarim, even for a one-time deal, you need Ataras Nedarim. So we have here a very extreme machlokes, which obviously comes up very often. If you talk about all the anhagas taivas that people could have, it's something that's very shchiach. Any anhaga taiva a person has, I don't know, is going to kiss the sefer Torah anhaga taiva when they take up psicha. When is it one day a person doesn't want to go kiss sefer Torah? Is he matin neder? What? What?
Not according to the Gaon Mevilna.
What does the Gaon Mevilna say?
He doesn't kiss.
Where does it say that? I don't think that's true. Rav Henkin wrote a whole shtickle Torah that you should kiss it, not with your mouth, with your hand, but he doesn't bring the government of illness such a thing.
But
he says two things. He says you don't kiss the queen on her cheek. You put your hand and you kiss. But and then he says also for sanitary reasons. But Dagum Ravava.
Then he says you don't
need. No, he's chronically ill. He says they want to be matter on an ongoing basis because it's how it became hard for him.
No.
And now that he has a hat every time. But you're being mad to that blanket. You have grand plans, Khalil, to be ill the rest of his life. This guy, I mean.
Ill,
what does it mean, chronically ill? Terminally ill, chronically ill. What's your matter there? There's no ashlama. You only mashlam a chiyav. You have no chiyav. Did you ever hear somebody doing ashlama on a Tanis Sibur?
Yeah.
What? If someone doesn't feel well doing ashlama? Yeah, you heard such a thing? It says, I know, Jav, yes, you ever heard of anybody paskin in that way? Doesn't see the meaning of the paskin is that way. I didn't say that, you want to be mashlam. The Shabbos says to be mashlam. Never heard of it. I don't mean, I mean hashlama, you mean Thursday, switch to Friday. Yeah, yeah, that's why it doesn't pay for a bris on Tainus Esther. When it's a nitcha, you have a heter to, for the Bali Simcha to fast. So they tell me, yeah, you have a heter. You have to fast Friday. So they always say it's not kedai. You'd rather fast with the rest of Klal Yisrael than have a head to break my fast only in the afternoon. You know. At any rate, we have here pretty extreme chalukei dayos. So we have Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan to look to with some guidance at the Paiskim Achrayim Basrayim. Mishnah Berurah in Tufkuf Pei Aleph. This Mishnah Berurah is not in Tufkuf Samaches, in Tufkuf Pei Aleph. Sivkat Yotes. He brings about the minig of fasting on the Aser Simei Tshuva. The Ramah says, "Mchal bris mila be'erva shoshana yechaylam le'achayl." Even though the minig, at least the only one minig that still remained pretty much, is that people fast from 10 days, it's only one day, and for one day, it's half a day. That people fast erva shoshana half a day. So the Ramah brings on that, "Mchal bris mila be'erva shoshana yechaylam le'achayl." you could eat, and that he brings. Mishnah Berurah says, Kasav Magen Avraham, B'makim Sheyesh Miktzas Chayli, Yesh Hakol B'chol Eilu Hataneisim, Ve'ein Sara Chatana, Hatara, Imloi Mishnah Mis'ana Yaisim Imashanogu Hatzibur. Somebody who fears Sarah Rosh Hashanah, because everybody does it, so it's the same as everybody, any time. You don't feel well, you're not matin neder. Because at a sar b'tevis, you're fasting with the tzibur, whatever the tzibur's kabbalah is. Vashach b'yeredei reishidah kosamach b'sheina bari l'oilam tzarech hatara. Mishabura then brings, the Magen Avraham says, no, if you have a bris milah on Erev Shoshana and you want to eat, you must be matin neder. So Mishabura is saisim l'chumra like the shach. And in the footnote in the Sharet Zion, he says, Efsher, im eina maitse mi, sheyatirai, yesh lahakul b'shas al-chak. Because they're talking about Vavah. And when he says, Efsher, if you can't find anybody to be matin eder, maybe it could be mekel, b'mokim at-chak. So Mishnah Berurah is not very, mekel in this inyan, and he says it again in Tuf Tzadik, Hey, Tuf Tzadik Beis of Zion, Sukkot and Zion by Bahab, that if you fast Bahab and you want it one day, you don't feel well, that you need a Taras Nadarim. So Mishnah Berurah is Machmir on this inyan. Darach HaShulchan Matmiya. He has a great Gevaldin Kasha. He says, I don't understand. If it's a Sarah B'tavis and you don't feel well, you don't need a Taras Nadarim. Because you're fasting Al Das HaKol, the way the Minig is to fast. And if it's Bahab and you don't feel well, you do need a Taras Nadarim. Why should Bahab or the Chumris of Aseres Yemei Tshuva be more Chomor than the Divrei Nevi'im, the Chazal that were Misakin, the Tzayim HaSiri, and the Tzayim HaShishi, and all these fast days? Why should it be worse? Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan has a different sheet of the whole thing. Kedarkei B'Kodesh, he says that if you don't feel well to the degree you wouldn't have to fast at a time of Sibor, that's not what we're talking about. That's a chayla. A chayla, shame by sakara, but he has a din chayla, does not fast all the taneisim, except of course for Yom Kippur. All the taneisim drabana, and a chayla doesn't fast. Someone who is makabel bahab or aseres yemei tshuva or Rosh Hashanah, he's a chayla, he doesn't need a taras nedarim. The language is very meduic. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say he's a chayla. He said, Machma Shein Ibari, he's not strong. He's not as strong as he used to be. So then, he says, then you need Hataras Nadarim. It's not the Geder, the level of Hatara, which passes for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's Hagdara. It's a little tough because of the fact that nobody else seems to mention this, but he's saying that that's what they mean. They're all talking about Eini Bari, and they're not talking about a real Tainus. Because Dogma Vav is saying he wants to be material open endedly. But okay, you're right. So that's it. He's getting old. It's harder for him. It's more difficult than it was. But a chayli that you would not need. So how does that apply to the other things? Somebody gets up at Daf Yomi every day, and one night it's tax season. So he's up late. He needs a taras nedarim. That's like a chayli. In the morning he can't get out of bed. That's a chayli. I don't know. It's like a scary thing to be knowing any good on Hagat Taiva. It becomes suddenly into a deraisa. There's a peldik at tshuva of some sefer. Some sefer has a tshuva where he says it's a bachal of Yisrael. So someone wrote to him that in Amsterdam the minig is like the prichadash, that chal of Yisrael is not a, for whatever reason, it's not a loy plugdik a gezeira, you're not mechoyev. In Amsterdam they had a minig that chal of Yisrael is not an obligation. You just have to make sure that there's no. That there's no other animal's milk in it. That was the Prichadash Shita. So the person wrote to some Saifi, he says, you know, I can be Mekel. So he says to him, look, if you hold Chol Yisrael, then it's a Drabanan. And if you're Mekel, you're being Mekel in a Drabanan. If you hold its Mutter Meker Adin, Until now you were being machmir al tzachumra, then that's a neder. Then it's a deraisa, then it's worse. It's worse than somebody who you hear this, it's like, it's unbelievable. And he says, if you hold that it's a drabon on, all right, it's a drabon. Maybe a chayla can be made. But if you hold it's mutter and you are doing chumra, then it's a neder deraisa, then it's... That's what he says, okay. It's hard to understand. It should be worse than that. So, yeah.
Question. If you decide to pass a Rosh Hashanah, that says a mitzvah, right?
Right.
Okay, so comes, oh no, that's the says a mitzvah. Comes Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, he makes Mati Nedar, Kol Nidre.
Yeah.
The next year, already my Torah's Nedar. So it's never a Nedar.
You can only be Mati Nedar. When you Mati Nedar, Erev Yom Kippur, you say... You're matter of Yom Kippur. We're matter on Erev Shoshana. You're matter of Yom Kippur, but Erev Kippur we're not matter neder. Erev Shoshana. Yeah, you're matter Erev Shoshana. But the point is, we're only matter those nedarim for which we have a Pesach. We say there that I know that min adin tzarch lefarat neder. Achduna Rabbi say most people say e efshel lefarat on ki rabim heim. I skip the words ki rabim heim. I don't have many nedarim. How about you? I just say it's Yev Shalafartan because I don't remember them. But Kiram Meim. Then you say Alkein Yu Benechi Ilu Yosi Partan, and then you say that those Nedarim that are not they have no heter. I don't mean to be matter. Without a Pesach, you have no. There's no heter for this neder. So you know, that Tosnav doesn't help. It only helps those things that if you explained your Pesach, you would have a Pesach. Understand?
Next year,
he's clean with his nedarim intact. The only nedarim that come off are those that have a Pesach. Those nedarim that he has no reason to be matan, you can't be matan neder. Only the ones that you have a Pesach, that you have an excuse why you want to be matan.
If all these good things turn into a neder, then you should say rabbit.
Okay, I'm very makbid to say bleed neder on everything I do. I don't think I do anything.
Another topic is, don't you have like, is it a, don't you?
That's the Dogum Ravavis Taina. See, the Dogum Ravavis Taina is that anybody who's Makabal, Bahab, or Tanesim knows there'll be times that there'll be a Bris Mila, there'll be times you won't feel well. I understand. You mean getting up for the Fiyami also? There'll be times that'll be. Okay. What? Mesiras Meida. So I want to talk about Mesiras Meida. I had a mind if there'll be time to get to it also. That's on Hagatayba without a neder. You mean if you did on Hagatayba without being makabel? Yeah, if you sell Lashon Kabbalah though, it doesn't that doesn't help. But okay, let's just see the Berkei Yosef for that. We'll talk about it after. Let's first finish Reisha Dalet. It's a good question. The Birkei Yosef is the Bar Plukta Sub-Cypher. I tell you, Sub-Cypher says that it's Deraisa. If you're Daiga Chumra, it's Deraisa. The Birkei Yosef on the side of your page is the Bar Plukta. He says, Hod the Kaimel and Dvar Matar Mechay Dogma Yisr Yat Roshel Atiyom Yeshlach Kor Ebu Deraisa Drabana. This thing about Hod the Taiva is that it ended Deraisa or it ended Rabana. He's saying it's not a real neder. Oy, kaimelam b'nedar b'chiyotzi b'svasav diksim levati b'svasayim ubiinon piv v'libay shavin lafukim gaba b'libay loyotzi b'svasav. He has a very strong shita. The Birkei Yosef says that this whole thing of Anhagas Taivais is only a drabana because the Dorim need Bitis Vasayim, and if you don't speak something out, then it's not a neder. If you say a word Osir, Osir is a Lashon Neder. But if you don't say a Lashon Osir, you just say, you're just knowing something, you go to Daf every day, you make it to Brachas every day, or you don't eat... you abstain from meat in the 9 days of Yisrael. All these things, he says, only Darabonin. He says that he had nafkamina for Sveikis. Yamachleiks in the Shach and Dagal Mervava. By a Safik, if it's Darabonin, you can be Megal. Now, that's not like the Chassam Sefer. So Sofa said that it's a din d'oraisa. So it's hard to know a hachra with certainty. However, there is a famous give and take with the family of Rabbi Akiva Eiger about ksiva kedibur dami. It's very interesting. The story of it is very interesting. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who was raised by his uncle, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's last name was Gans, and he moved to his uncle, one of the Eigers, to learn there when he was before Bar Mitzvah. And he stayed there till he got married. He got married, I think he was 15 or so. And by his wedding was not in Eger. It was not in the city of his yeshiva. It was in a different city, the city of the Kala. So his uncle writes a letter to him, printed in the Tshuvas, that we had a suda the night of your wedding to celebrate with you. Eretz Yisrael, when they have this meeting in the Eretz Yisrael, the American yeshivas, when one of the guys gets married in New York, so they have a suda, Rabbi Akiva Eiger suda, in his honor. And what happened is, Rabbi Yeshua Pick was, I think, Rosh Shiva, he got up and spoke. So he sent Rabbi Akiva Eiger a copy of his speech. What was his speech about? It seems it was during Sfira, maybe the Mutter wedding days of Sfira. And he gave a shiur on the sugya of ksiva kedibur dami. Declared, if you write a letter, and in the letter you write lag ba'omer tavshin whatever, and you write the letter, well, you yotze sfira saima by writing it. And then he says, who adin every neder? If someone writes on a piece of paper, I'm a kabbalah myself, this kabbalah, some people write, they write down their kabbalahs. Do we say ksiva kedibur dami? Is writing like speaking? So Yeshua Pink brought a raya, because the Shulchan Aruch holds that you don't say Birchas HaTorah if you're thinking and learning. You wake up, you're in bed, you're allowed to think and learning before Birchas HaTorah. The Gra argues, but the Shulchan Aruch passes that way. Yet, if you write Divrei Torah, you do need Birchas HaTorah. So Yeshua Pink brought a raya that ksiva kedibur dami, because you see that machshava, you don't make Birchas HaTorah. If writing is just machshava, what is it? It's a raya that writing is like divok ksiva kedibur dami. So he wrote this, they wrote Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it was his wedding present. They wrote the shtickel Torah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has it printed in his tshuvas. Rabbi Akiva Eiger prints out the tshuva, and he prints his response. He says, it's a toas gomor, the whole thing's a mistake. He says, by Birchas HaTorah, there's a mitzvah shinantam levanecha. You could teach through teaching, through words, you could teach through writing. The kiyum of Divrei Torah is through writing. Yeah. What does it have to do with Nidorim? What does it got to do with Nidorim? What? You can't teach through thinking, right? So there, ksivas dibur. What does that got to do with Nidorim? Who says Nidorim ksivas kedibur dami? And there's a letter back. I think there are four or five letters printed in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And from then on, any member of family of Rabbi Akiva Eiger through generations has to have a tshuva on the topic. I remember seeing the Sav Sofer has a tshuva. He was a son-in-law. Sav Sofer has a tshuva. I remember thinking, Rabbi Shlomo Eiger must have a tshuva about it. Sure enough, he has a tshuva on the topic. And they all argue of ksiva kedibur dami. It seems that they all disagree with this Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef says, Levati b'sosayim, zegzeres hakosuv, nibitos v'sayim to be a neder d'oraisa. And they are all saying, ksiva is kedibur, ksiva is kemachshava, but they all agree that you don't need bitos v'sayim. There's no din that you need bitos v'sayim. So it sounds not like the Birkei Yosef. It sounds like most of these paiskim hold that Hataras Nedarim is a doesn't need bitos v'sayim. It's a neder d'oraisa. And some Sefer says so beferish. I remember seeing in the tshuvas of the Samer Rebbe, the Divrei Yael, he has a tshuva on this. He also says that it's a neder d'oraisa. It's a chiddush that halacha taiva without bitos v'sayim, a person didn't even mean to make a neder. He just meant to be na'ig u'gan hanhaga. That becomes a neder d'oraisa, and it's a chiddush gadol. A chiddush gadol.
Okay. For example, someone is na'ig to hold
72 minutes
after Shabbos. 72 minutes from a Torah Shabbos. And he has in mind that he's not doing it out of the chumrah, but after he, if he had a situation where he had to, after 60 minutes,
So if he has in mind always that he's only doing it as a chumra when he can, so of course that's 100% bli neder. But if he just started keeping 72 minutes because he knows it's aroga taiva, it would seem to be a neder. Yeah, it would seem to be. What? It sounds like he's hatar. Now if he's in a shul, that's when they daven, but if the shul daven early, we daven earlier, maybe it's not. But when he has a kpeda to wait, that would seem to be, I don't know if it's for Marim, but it's for Malacha. I don't think it's a bad. What? If there's a chayil, if there's some reason that he could have, that originally he meant not to include. No, he has to have a real reason, like in a bari, he needs some real reason. What? Let's catch a point. Okay. So if he has a reason, then it will be different. Alright, so this is a machlekes atzuma. Really, the thing that comes out of it is to really be careful to do any anhaga taif only bli neder. And like I say, it's a davar chamor mo'ed. It's almost the one area where these types of things come up. There is a Mishnah Berura about Siva Kedibur Dami. I wasn't sure. The Shulchan Aruch, they all talk about the Darim, etc. The Shulchan Aruch, a Kufdun Gimel Sifyu Test. Tell me if this is a Raya. Kufdun Gimel Sifyu Test, it says, Yesh Mishaymer, Im Nimsa Achar Misas Odom Ksav, Kosov Shehigdish Kalim, Vein Olavedim, V'loi Masvei L'Kahal. He did no Kinyan. If someone dies, he left the Ksav, I want my Shas to go to Ruvain, or I want my jewelry to go to my daughter, it's not binding. Let's keep it aveim, it's a mitzvah to listen, but it's not binding al pichay shemishpah. Zokta mechaber, if he wrote ksiva, he's giving it to tzedakah, so dibur to tzedakah is a neder. So if he wrote it, yesh mishaymer, it doesn't mean two shitas, shemnitza achar misasadu ksav shehigdish kelov, vein olavedim, v'leimosu kal, afiloach yehav a hegdish. So it sounds like the mechaber holds Siva Kedibur Dami. Mishnah Berura says, Mishnah Berura, if he wrote it, have a hegdish, devadai hikdishai kivan shakosav loy ala megillah. What does that mean? Devadai hikdishai. It sounds like he must have said it. If he wrote it down, he must have said it. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berura holds you need divor. Siva is not good enough. The Stam Mechaber will be mashed differently. But the Vadei Yekdishai sounds like that.
When a guy writes a will, he has to say it out first before he puts it on paper?
Usually. Self puts it down, says it. It's not clear that it's enough. The Ramah seems to say it's enough. Mechaber certainly doesn't hold it's enough. So, the Ramah, the other Pesach Shuvah, brings two Pshatim in the Ramah. But at any rate, what? Yes, sir. Nachamisa, yeah.
And the Gemara talks about saying that when they talk about Nachamisa, doesn't say Masami, he said before, it has Gemara, do we?
Because by Ben Adam Lachaver, Dibur is meaningless. If I say I want to give it to my son, to my grandson, to my cousin, words are meaningless. It's only by Hegdish or Tzedakah that that Dibur matters. But if he said Dibur, then he said Dibur. What? I'll tell you the truth, I don't know exactly. The gedarim of writing a tzava, I think by definition, can be changed as long as a person's alive. Because that's the nature of circumstances in life change. Somebody came to me about tshuva, and he doesn't have any from relatives. So when he first became from, he was involved with Lubavitch. So one of the things they did is they brought him to a lawyer that he should write his Yerusha to Lubavitch. Yeah, that's what they did. L'shem Shemayim, probably. So he came over to me, he says, you know, now he's from already his whole life and he has no shaykhus to them. So he wants to write it, he wants to change it. I said, to me? Yeah, really? It's nice of you. So I said, whatever, tzedakah. So he wants to change it. I was wondering if his writing it is like a hegdish, but he didn't mean it like hegdish. If he'll want to buy a house, he didn't mean he's not going to buy a house. And yeah, he meant to say la chamisa that's where it should go. So I don't know that when someone's alive and he writes a will, It's like it's something that person, unless he gives it away in an irrevocable way, but all wills are revoked. They always change in life. That's how life is. Like people change their Yerusha plans. You want to be safe and have a will, so you write it. But person knew when he died, he would write it the day before he died. But so it could be that when he's alive, it's different. Now I want to take the last 5 minutes and talk a little about Hasaras Mesiras Madar. The issue of Mesiras Madar, it's really a geshmak inyan unto itself. But because it comes up, and it's quite confusing as to our minhig, I just want to speak out the halacha l'maisa of it, and then briefly the tremendous dispute in the lumdis of what Mesiras Madar to Zayf. Mesiras Madar normally is chayshu mishpat. What's the case of Mesiras Madar? Somebody forces me to do something. He threatens me to do a kinyan. Taluv is oven zvina zvini. If someone forces someone to do something, it's so. There's an option called meidah. Meidah is that you go to witnesses, you tell them beforehand, this guy's blackmailing me, he's threatening me, I'm going to do a kinyan, but I don't mean it. You're meisa meidah, you have to prove it. But you can't just say it and go sell your house. But if later you could prove it, see, even though normally if you're forced, it's chal, but here, Mesiras Madar works. Now there, it makes sense. Yeah, Mesiras Madar is a logical thing. By Nedarim, we're noyig Mesiras Madar twice. We're noyig Erev Rosh Hashanah to tell a Bezdin, Mesiras Madar. The Madar doesn't need a Bezdin, not clear why we do a Bezdin. And then we're noyig again by Kol Nidre. There are two minhagim by Kol Nidre. Our minig is by Kol Nidre, is not Ataras Nedarim on the previous year, but Hataras Mesiras Madar on the Nedarim, the Shavuos, and everything for the coming year. Now, if Mesiras Madar works the way it should work, we should never have shailus about Gebracht or Sfiras Aimer, Minhagim and Sfiras Aimer, or almost anything. Separate Chala, what do you need? You are Mesiras Madar, that all your Nedarim are not Nedarim. So it should work. Now, there is a din that if when you make your neder, you remember you were Maisa Maidah, you say Afal Pikeng, you think Afal Pikeng, that the neder is a neder. But most people, when they separate Chala, are not thinking about the Mesiras Maidah. Most people, when they're Makbet on Gebracht or don't take haircut Sphere Simon, they're not thinking about Mesiras Maidah. So the Chaira, it should work.
There's never a
Hafrosh's Chala. It means the Mesiras Maidah, that's not Hafrosh's Chala Betchila. That would be a problem. Could be. That's maybe our first call is a bad example because then you need it. You're right. No, but he's right. That's a mafrosha is a problem. But okay. But the other that August Tavis, nothing should be. The Mishnah Berurah writes that we're not seimach on Kol Nidre only b'shas hadchak. If you remembered it, you said afal pikein, it doesn't work. But stamazai was seimach on Kol Nidre only b'shas hadchak, but not stamazai. And that needs a Hezber. Shabur is not Mazber. And therefore, there is a tremendous gap between the different Hezberim of Mesiras Madar. I'm not going to do it justice, but I just want to outline Mesiras Madar, Fashlama Seinyim. We've been learning Hilchas Hataras Nedarim. The Ran in Nedarim Ayin Hay, there's also a Rash, but it says the same thing, says that Mesiras Madar is a type of neder bitos. It's a sort of a neder bitos. You megala that you don't really mean to make the neder. And if you forget to make the neder, it's megala, the das of the person, that it's a neder bitos. That's the Ran Shita. Now you're saying, look, we learned Hilchas Hataras Nedarim for 4 months. Obviously, I don't want to make Nedarim. So now I'm telling you, if I ever make a neder, I don't really mean it. So when I did it, it was bitos. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this lahalacha in Reishir Aleph, Sifkot and Beis. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it lahalacha, and he says, therefore, Mesiras Madar doesn't need dibur bepeh. If you're sitting here now and you're machlit, that whatever you do, you don't mean it b'neder. All you need is a hachlota, it's between you and God, nedarim. And Mesiras Madar works of neder b'tos. Very gishmak a pshat, it's an all-encompassing pshat, it's the biggest kula, and it lets you off the hook. The Chazon Ish is a strong kasha on this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's understanding of the Ran. So that's the deeper amas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Dvarim shebaleiv, demuchichi be'inan. It's a gishmak of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Dvarim shebaleiv. I'll tell you quickly, it's such a gishmak a tshuva. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva, a klal of Dvarim shebaleiv. When we're mevatel chomitz, we say bittel's not enough. Shemalei yevatlemi yafe yafe. You may not really mean it. So what's the difference? Dvarim shebaleiv and Dvarim. I'm saying bittel. Dvarim shebaleiv are not Dvarim. Or he says, you can have a katan or a guy write a get, but we don't trust him that he's doing it lishma. Let him say, I am doing it lishma. Dvarim shebaleiv and Dvarim. So Kivega has a geshmaka rule. He says, we always say Dvarim shebaleiv and Dvarim, except by a halacha, which is be'etzem a din of Dvarim Shebaleiv. If you have a halacha like Bittul Chametz, the whole halacha is Dvarim Shebaleiv. The whole din is that you have to be mevatlet b'leiv. We have a din of writing a get lishma. The whole din is Dvarim Shebaleiv. You have to be thinking lishma. When the whole din is a din of Dvarim Shebaleiv, then we say Dvarim Shebaleiv, of course have you on Dvarim. The whole din is a din of Dvarim Shebaleiv. Same thing with a neder that needs pivotally by shavin. The whole din neder is your mouth is megala what you want. If somebody stumbles in his words, the neder he says is not chal, the neder he means is the most that can be chal. So when something is be'etzem Dvarim Shebaleiv, then Dvarim Shebaleiv have you on Dvarim, and then it works. This is the approach of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What? Yeah, but I need piv, valib, by shavin. You need both together. It's true. You need this for Simon, it's not an edder. But it's totally in the lane. The Chazon Ish has a gvaldik akashri. It's actually on Mishainim. The Gemara compares Mesiras Meida by Nedarim. He says, a husband can be Mesir Meida to be Mefer. He says, listen, my wife is too OCD-ish. I'm made for all her nedarim. It can be ma'isa nedar beforehand. So Gemara says, ma'ada chataras nedarim. Then a man can be matir his own neder. He's a bezdin. But he can be ma'isa nedar. So afara, where the husband himself can do afara without a bezdin, koshken, he can be ma'isa nedar. So the Chazon Ish says that doesn't fit with the way we understand the Ran. The Ran says it's a neder betos. What does that have to do with afara? It doesn't make it a neder betos. It's hard to ask a Rishayim. But he, the Chazon Ish, says, it's a kayach ha-Torah, Mesiras Meida, just like making a neder, the Torah gave you kayach. Mesiras Meida, the Torah gave you a kayach to be Mesir Meida on all your nedarim. It's a halacha hazah. You know, it's a din, it's a Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalah, Mesiras Meida, b'zehu. That's the Shita, therefore we can learn out Tafaras nedarim. And it's a kayach, it's not a neder b'tos, but if you're ma'isa ma'ida, it could work. If it's halacha that it could work, it's hard to understand why we're not semech on halachat chila. Bishlam, you say it's a neder b'tos, you say, okay, maybe it is b'tos, maybe it's not b'tos. So we're machmal halachat chila by Mesiras Meida. Very hard to understand, according to the Chazon Ish, why be machmer? If it's halacha b'shem Sinai, Mesiras Meida works, so what does this mean? Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas halchak, we rely on it, not shalai b'shas halchak. Very, very difficult. Okay, I'm going to leave it at this. There's more to talk about Mesiras Meida. My point is that the origin and the effectiveness of Mesiras Meida is something debated. And in Meila, it becomes a very difficult issue. Next week, we will stop Levi Eger. Evan Ezra will start the Dinim of Yichud.